today, we're reminded of Vincent of Saragossa. So, when I say Saragossa, I hope that many of you might think of the same thing that I think of. I think of the Saragossa Sea, and I think of seaweed. That's what I think of, the Saragossa Sea in the middle of the Atlantic, which creates this massive amount of seaweed that ends up on the U.S. East Coast. Might be Sargossa. I might be saying it wrong. But anyways, that's what I think of when I think of Saragossa. Saragossa was a deacon in the church in 304 when he was killed by the Roman Emperor Diocletian. Diocletian was an infamous bad guy in the church. He was ruthless in his pogroms against Christianity. Pogroms are targeted attacks against a religious group. And he was just insistent on wiping out Christianity in the Roman Empire. And what he did was he asked all to swear allegiance to the local gods. And Vincent said, "I will not do it." And because he didn't do it, he was sentenced to prison. Prison without food. Prison without any help. And then, after a number of days, when he became to the point of starvation, the mythology is that they cooked him alive and fed him to the pagan gods. Yeah, brutal. Brutal. Yeah, like that kind of brutal. Yeah, the Romans were not good people, like in their violence. The word decimation, right? When you say you decimate something, that is a Latin word that was invented by the Romans to say they would go into a town if they didn't follow them, and they would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, dead. 1, 2, decimate. 10, the 10th person was dead. I mean, that's how the Romans worked. Well, today, thankfully, we don't serve a God who works that way. We don't serve a God who seeks to decimate, seeks to destroy, seeks to vengeance, to use his power for vengeance purposes. Today we hear in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, that there is a place for those who have been martyred. A place where pain will be no more, where sighing will be no more, where crying will be no more, but springs of eternal life will well up through the Lamb who sits on the throne, through Jesus. And today, as we think about Deacon Vincent of Saragossa, by the way, he became the patron saint of Lisbon, and is very revered in Portugal. As we think about his life and really what we know so much about him in his martyrdom, we're reminded today in our own lives that there are things that we are asked to do by the world that we have to say no to. That there is greed and there's an endemic of injustice. There is hatred towards one another. And we as Christians are called to a different way, a way of love. A way of hearing and listening. A way of quieting our tempers. Listening to the other point of view. Not agreeing with it, certainly not. But listening and loving our neighbor as ourself. Because to love your neighbor as yourself, and by the way, we're all bad at that. So like, don't think I'm good at that, because I'm not. None of us are. But to be in a position to think and to try and to work towards a place where our love of God is such that his grace manifests in our lives in such a way that we can actually care for our neighbor. That's what Christianity is about. That's what Christ Church is about. And that's what the work of the kingdom of God is about. It's not about the us and them, right? That's how the Romans work, right? You're not a pagan following the local gods, then you're one of them.
and we will kill you.
The church is, it's all of us together, working out that grace that God has given us so that one day you and I might sit before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one Jesus who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more. They will thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.